Rogers and his wife killed the old lady, and they felt quite safe and happy about it. Then what happens? First, the voice. Then Mrs. Rogers falls, and her husband is clearly worried. He thinks she's going to say something. She becomes a danger to him. So he puts something in her tea and shuts her mouth forever. Armstrong said slowly, "There was no empty cup by her bed. There was nothing. I looked." "Of course there was nothing," said Bloor. "He washed the cup and put it away." There was a silence. Before anyone could speak, Rogers came in. He looked around. "Is there anything I can get you?" he said.
"At what time does the boat usually come?"
asked Mr. Justice Wargrave.
"Between 7 and 8, sir. Sometimes it's a little late. I don't know what Fred Narracott is doing this morning."
"What's the time now?"
"It's 10 to 10, sir."
Rogers waited. General MacArthur suddenly spoke.
"I'm sorry about your wife, Rogers. The doctor has just told us."
"Yes, thank you, sir," said Rogers.
He took an empty plate and left the room. Again, there was silence. General MacArthur went into the garden with Lombard and Bloor.
"The boat won't come," he said quietly. "We're not going to leave the island. It's the end. The end of everything. It's a good feeling not to have to continue."
He turned and walked away. Dr. Armstrong went outside. He saw Lombard and Bloor to his left. To his right, Wargrave was now walking slowly up and down. Rogers came quickly out of the house.
"Can I speak to you, sir, please?" he said.